your dad likes to collect puzzles? Flip, 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 flip. How'd she get off the floor?
They had to call the cops.
Tell 'em, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em, Steve Dave. Hello, everybody. Happy 2025. Here with Walt.
Hello.
And here with Sunday Jeff.
Oh, happy New Year. This happy is the first show back?
Yep, this is the first show back, and Quinn already missed it. He's traipsing. Well, he was traipsing around in L.A. Not so much anymore.
He's back.
Came back. I just talked to him about a half hour ago. He was in L.A., stuck there. He had to take a red eye back today, so he just got in.
A lot of problems out there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kev was spared?
Yeah, I talked to him last night. It didn't. When I talked to him last night, though, he said
it wasn't looking good.
He said his house was gone. He said it's like it's pretty much I have to give up. It's going to be gone.
Right.
So that was awful. But then this morning, I didn't want to bug him about it. But I'm like, I said, like, hey man, what's going on? Like, I just wanted to know because I've been thinking about it all night. And he said though that they got incredibly lucky and the planes flew over with the water, and they got it under control. And you know his part of where he lives was spared.
Which is amazing because I was looking at the map and he lives so close to, I don't want to dox him, but he lives very close to some of the areas that were, he had to be evacuated. It was a mandatory evacuation.
He was evacuated.
I talked to Jordan last night and same thing. It was a suggested evacuation that was going to turn into a mandatory one. And she happened to have a friend who had a house that's out of the fire zone. So she and Jay and the kids were able to go down there, and their house is fine, too.
Yeah, that's – yeah, you just – you never know it's shit like that, man. It's just like some streets are gone, so other streets are not.
Like a tornado almost. Just yeah, coming through and being awful, very selective. Yeah.
That's not the area usually it's known for, though, right? It's usually like out like where it's like – incredibly wooded areas, though, when you hear about California wildfires. It usually happen in, I don't remember it usually happening in Los Angeles.
No, it's happened there before. Yeah, when I lived there, I remember a couple times there were some big fires.
It's crazy how this happens so frequently out there.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the – this is going to be a largely laughless pod. Walt doesn't want to laugh because he doesn't feel well.
Listen to him.
Yeah. So we're just going to talk about regular stuff.
If I laugh, it's going to sound gross. You can hear all that
mucus.
Phlegm.
I'm going to get mucus all over the mic. So,
you guys can laugh. Right. I don't care.
All right.
Well, at least he doesn't care if we laugh.
But yeah, it was like a combination of cuts to the fire department and
Well, I'm hearing so much shit. And I just don't want to hear – I want to hear the truth. I want to hear the absolute truth.
Well, don't look to any politicians for it.
And if it's the truth is that the leaders of the state – fucked up
on this level.
At this point, how many times can we allow people to fuck up at such a cost and nobody pays a price? I mean, it's been going on my whole entire adult life. Mm-hmm. We go to war and there's no fucking weapons of mass destruction and nobody pays no job is ever lost.
Right.
Nobody
answers to anything.
No, nobody is ever held to account for fucking up.
And this is not a small mistake.
Happens in this office.
Stop. Stop it.
Yeah. So I saw this one piece of footage. It was really interesting. I guess the guy had like a fire suppression, some sort of fire suppression suppressing mechanism on top of his house. So it like sprays water out from the roof, and it was like the two walls you could see were all glass, and he's looking out at the fires, him and his dogs, and it's fucking unreal. Like it just looks like this dude's dead, But the fire suppression thing, I think, helped him because it like sprays water out and keeps things wet, like surrounding the house, keeps the house wet.
The temperature, what though, powers I would imagine it, the though? Tension.
What's that?
What powers it?
I don't know.
Because you got to cut the power to that street.
You would think so. Yeah, I'm not sure unless they have generators or
something. What a water pressure. Like the fire department starts using all the water and it's just like spritzing.
I guess you got to have your own bank of water in it, right?
It's got his own.
It probably has its own supply, I would think.
Well, how many gallons of water would you need, though?
A lot.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah.
So that house survived?
Could you imagine like eating, just like coming downstairs and still eating breakfast with that shit going on around you? It's insane. It's nuts. Look at that. It's like a furnace.
Yeah, but then you can see it like every once in a while.
That house survived?
Yeah, I think so. You can see every once in a while the flames get pushed back. It's like, it's hard to see, but like.
Well, that fire suppression system.
Should be mandatory.
Should be, yes. Right? Like, just like when you build houses down in Florida, you got to have.
Hurricane proof?
Yeah, that should be mandatory in everybody's house.
I mean, it looks like it might stop a lot of the damage, but, you know, I'm sure it's not cheap to have it done either. Cheaper than replacing the house, right. I would imagine.
But you got to weigh the.
That's crazy. I mean, it literally looks like fucking hell out there.
Yeah, it looks like hell on earth, doesn't it?
That's crazy. It doesn't look like he's got power either. It just looks like it's
like the whole house is lit up by the flames.
Because of red.
Yeah.
So how does that mechanism work then?
It's a pump. Like I said, maybe there's a generator. Maybe that's it works purposely on backup.
And you don't want it to generate your house because you want all the juice going to that
to
mechanism.
Suppression system,
Keep the water pumping. That's nuts. Yeah, I didn't know it was that close to that area.
Oh yeah, he said it was. He said his house was gone last night. Really? And how do you respond to that?
That's what Jordan said too. She said Kevin's probably gonna lose his house. And I was just lying there this morning, and until I saw his Facebook post, I was thinking of like the only thing I could think of was that big picture of Harley, that big painting. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's like if that goes, and then like all the mementos he has, and all the art, and all that other shit, it's like irreplaceable stuff. So, like, where do you go from there if that happens to you? Are you just like, look, I'm going to live fucking bare minimum from here on out?
That's this guy.
Yeah, he was living bare minimum prior to that.
all I said was like, this is terrible. I said, I'm so sorry. I didn't, and that's all I could say.
Right. Yeah,
there was nothing else I could say. It was brutal though to hear that and super. You know, excited to hear that it didn't come to pass, but that it was surprising considering how dire it looked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even he is like, I'm probably going to lose everything.
That's the worst.
And then you're just waiting. You go to a hotel or you go to,
you've been displaced.
I've been in the same it was with water and going to a hotel and then driving home to see, hoping that, when you come back, it's going to be okay. Well, and
luckily, it was
two times it happened. One time I came back, everything was fine. But the next time it happened, it was repairable.
You didn't lose all your belongings. Right. I mean, it's a difference just coming home to nothing.
Difference.
It's gone. Everything you had is just
like there's no house
on,
there.
Yeah, clothes on your back is all you got.
Yes, there is an absolute big difference. But I kind of know what the feeling of driving up and seeing your house like looking like it
what's
was
going to look like.
It was picked up and shaken and then put back down on it. Yeah, but these natural disasters are happening more and more. It's got to be.
What they say cause? I mean, like, what it causes that? There's so many of these out there.
Well, I don't know what was the initial like spark, so to speak, but the winds were what was really spreading it. I think that's the combination. Perfect firestorm.
You hear so many nitwits on social media just saying shit that's.
Good.
No, not good. But like,
I saw
they're
some
saying
of that.
They're like, oh, this got to be a terrorist attack. Like, these are man made. They're lighting them by man made. There's too many fires for this to be a natural cause.
Right.
And I'm like,
yeah, I can see like a cigarette getting thrown out of a flicking cigarette. I mean, that could happen.
One of the problems was that like some of the services that got cut, they don't really. Clear away a lot of the brush and stuff that they used to. So,
pre-burn fires.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Someone has to pay a price.
Well, it's probably the governor and the mayor of L.A. Those two seem to be in the hot seat right now.
If it was proven that their ineptitude caused this.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like 100-mile-per-hour winds, if that turns out to be the cause, you can't go after them then.
Well, I think you can.
Because you can't stop 100-mile-per-hour winds, can you?
Right. And they're not going to be responsible for the winds, but the lack of water and the lack of water in the hydrants because of like – I can't remember the exact story, but like Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, was supposed – like he could have diverted a bunch of water to L.A., but instead he was studying – tribal
I've
people
heard this
were studying
fish.
The smelt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that though. Still.
You don't think so?
No. I'm saying I it could be true, but I'm not as quick to believe it until it's proven beyond every iota of that is true, though, because you do know that, like, there's some people who just want it out for that guy anyway. So they're going to say – they're going to put the blame on him and yada, yada, yada. I can't believe anybody. I just want to
– I know.
I don't believe
up,
anybody.
Why should you?
I don't believe either side. And if you believe either side, you're crazy. They're both fucking
– yeah, somewhere in the middle is
horrific.
The truth, but not on either side.
Right. You never find the middle, though. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, you never
see the middle ground.
Marjorie Taylor Greene blames wildfires on secret Jewish space laser.
Hey,
Sunday Jeff, is there something you'd like to tell us?
You're telling me that, man. Walking around with matches in my hand.
And this is somebody that's in a position of power, right?
Yeah. She's a –
oh, blaming the Jews.
Is she a senator or is she a Democratic mischief maker?
Yeah, mischief is right.
Yeah, I'm not sure what her position is, but she's one of those wackos.
How the fuck does anybody vote for somebody like that?
I don't know. I mean, look. They voted back in Marion Barry. You know?
Let's not get on the other topic now.
Yeah, I just, at my age, and for as long as I've subscribed to this, and I haven't been proven, I haven't yet to feel that I'm wrong yet. I've never once ever fallen for either party's fucking bullshit.
Oh, believed it?
Never believed either side and never have been a supporter of either side. And I've seen nothing to make me want to ever be like, you know what?
I'm a committed Republican.
I'm a committed this because both sides are and people are like, oh, that's the easy way out. You choose it. You say you're in the middle. You're either with us or you're against us. I'm like, if whatever side you fall on, you're going to be disappointed in because they're both inept. They're both full of fucking maniacs.
It really does
and
seem
charlatans
that way,
and people who just want to get rich.
Yeah.
That's all they care about. They don't care about you.
Oh, that's this country, man.
They want to get rich.
It's all about the dollar. It's greed.
I want Sunday Jeff in office. I want somebody who will fucking make decisions.
Good, then I'll have my own coin on the next bottle of wine.
I just want somebody who'll make decisions for the people, not for himself.
Well,
would you think he'd be a good president?
I think he'd be amazing.
Definitely for the work.
He wouldn't know anything that was going on, though.
That's
well,
okay.
Sometimes that might be better, but yeah. I'm saying definitely for the working man.
What does he need to do, like, if he wanted to put his hat in the ring next in the next election?
This is my campaign trail right here.
What does he need to do to get on the ballot?
I think it's just a certain number of signatures, and then you can go under, like, a certain party.
Well, we know. As I say, if it's like $7,000 – we got that.
You got it covered?
We got that.
I think you might
that would be amazing.
I think you might need more than that. I think you need other stuff too.
It would be the first time I voted since the early 90s of Sunday Jeff ran.
I would vote for you.
I'm sticking out of your sunroof.
Oh, even if you're just completely utterly honest. You're like, I don't know shit.
That doesn't exist. It's just, you know, I don't understand about all the rich people. It's like, how much fucking money does Bezos need? How much money does any of these people need? You know, how much money is enough? You can't take it with you wherever you're going.
But
how
you can't
much?
Stop though. Like, what?
It's an illness.
But if you're Bezos, like, once you have started Amazon and you're like, oh my God, I'm like one of the richest guys on earth. You're not
going to
stop.
So what do you want him to do though?
Yeah. What do you do? Retire?
I mean, you could retire, but I'm saying you don't – I mean, how much more do you have to go – a lot of times for tax cuts for the big guys. You know, there's a lot of tax cuts. There's a lot of, you know, stuff that helps.
Well, if you want BQ's vote, you're going to have to give him some major deep tax cuts.
Well, then he's got the right guy. That's the guy.
You. If you want his vote, if Sunday Jeff wants BQ's vote.
He can't even make it to a podcast. Do you want me to help him out? But it's just – look, I always see, that people want the best for, their families, their lives, and everything else. And with politics, you can have, like you said, people go up there and they tell you certain things, and you can't make promises. I mean, they say things, but you can't always say that that's going to happen, because there's something called Congress that they have to pass all these laws, and they never agree. They never agree, especially now. It's worse than it's ever been. Worse than it's ever been. Very difficult.
It's a very, like you said, Walt, it's a very, like, it's almost like sports teams.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like people are fucking hardcore and they can't imagine rooting for the other side regardless of the situation.
Yeah. That's a good analogy.
The only thing, like, in a
– Could you vote for the Rangers?
No, but I'm just saying the only thing that should matter – The voting for the other side, you're just voting for what's best for the country, and nothing else really should matter.
But like you said before, with like somebody but like yeah, you,
what's best for the country
is
not
what's best for the Republic. What's best for me? I'm going to vote for this guy. That's what's naive, best for me is going to be there, and that's where it goes with what's in the middle. You need somebody to really be objective. You'd be like, if both parties come away like unhappy, then maybe you found the right. The median ground.
I wish that there was somebody like that old dude from the 90s that was running and almost won.
Oh, Ross Perot?
Yeah. That's what we need. You need that third party.
Yeah.
You need that. That guy was you need a, that doing fucking SNL wild sketches card. About him. Why? What was wrong with him?
Because he was like a weird dude.
That's what you need. Need an eccentric who's successful.
Mm-hmm.
You need that successful eccentric to get in there and think outside the box. Because the box.
You don't think that's Trump? A lot of people would say that's Trump.
Yeah. At the end of the day, though, he's still.
He's more than eccentric.
Yeah. No. You need somebody who can unite. And Trump is not a uniter. He's a fucking divider.
No, you're right about that.
Yeah. It's all he does is divide.
Crazy. Crazy times.
Mm-hmm. And you need somebody who's not affiliated with a party, who doesn't have to.
Well, that's been happening. I'm sure there's independents that have tried to run, but they can't get the votes. There's they're going to get votes, and they don't get the money.
And then even if you win, you get sucked up into the system. It's like,
sure.
You get two senators. It's like, all right, well, I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. And then you're like, well, I really want to get this project done. So even though I don't agree with this guy's project, so fucking
it's politics,
pork
bro.
Barrel shit.
Oh, what's the suitcase doing? Oh, I think you find this successful.
if someplace had to burn like a massive wildfire, it's too bad it wasn't fucking the White House and the Congress, and we just all start over.
Yeah.
Just clear it all out and start anew, right? I mean, and start fresh with all new rules, all new people. Not that the people had to die. I don't want them to die. But like, they're like, it's too much to rebuild. We're too old. Mm-hmm. We ain't up for the task. Right? They're a little bit long in the tooth. Let's be honest. Aren't they all the fucking politicians?
They're just because their like place burns down, they're just not going to like, we'll start from scratch. They're just going to start the building from scratch. Everything else is still going to be the fucking same. And you know what? It's going to cost you even more money because the building's going to be nicer and bigger. It's going to have extra wings, more electronics, more computers, and the taxpayer's going to pay even more money.
It's true. I've seen it on a small scale, like in Highlands. They built a borough hall, and it took them a long time. But you think of the old borough hall, how
quaint.
Perfect word. Quaint.
It worked.
Yeah. You didn't need this huge building with like all these different offices and shit. They went and built this monstrosity, this ugly thing, this borough hall on the highway.
Yeah, like a little mini Pentagon.
Yeah, yeah.
In this little shore town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are they doing in there that they need a bunker?
I've yet to be in there. Yeah, I don't know.
Did they condense? Maybe they condensed a bunch of other buildings into like everything's now under one roof.
There is no – that word doesn't exist in government, condense. They don't condense nothing. They'll condense on your behalf. They'll take something away from you.
Yeah, it's called your paycheck.
Did you even though you were ill, were you able to do your book project?
I did.
You did it?
Yeah, that was before I got sick. I worked on my shelves. I don't know if I told you, Sunday. I had a big project. I was going to rearrange my bookshelves.
You surprised your beard. You wouldn't have a beard like he, like Brian has.
To put everything in proper order, get all the volumes lined up by categorizing it.
I thought it was, though. I mean,
it was, but it gets, but again, you know, after a couple
years. Coming in faster than I can, you know, clean the shrink wrap off, dust
like
the shrink wrap.
The chocolate conveyor belt with Lucy.
Yeah, you missed one. start eating them.
Lucy and Ethel.
On the floor. We'll pick them up later.
That
masterworks are coming in. Keep up. I got omnibuses holding the furniture up now.
But I did take it on, and is now looking better than ever.
Yeah,
it's a sight to behold.
Surprised you didn't add another wing to your place.
Oh, I'm working on it.
Yeah, so I thought that was it.
Oh, I'm working on it.
I thought the real president of the house, you know, signed the order.
She
that
does.
This is it.
Yeah. She does. I've been making my inroads.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to sweeten the just like any politician, you got to sweeten the pot.
Every time I go to
what's
that,
in it for her?
That backyard looks like the Garden of fucking Eden. Every time I go there in the summertime, it's insane. He's got more pavers than I thought. He's going to take people's names and start putting it in the pavers like they do at Disney World.
Yeah, it's a better Homes and Gardens backyard.
It's crazy. When I first moved there, it looked like the fucking moon. It was nuts.
Yeah, I'm working on getting another wing.
Yeah. Again. What do you think of where the window is? It recesses in here. You don't need this window, right? Put bookcases in there. It's too much sun in here anyways. That's where it's going, isn't it?
No, I got my eyes on another room.
Oh. Yeah, one of the kids aren't here anymore, you think? I can move everything in that one room.
Yeah, that's the plan. I haven't got the green light yet, though.
No. Never know when they come back. They can use the sofa. Oh, God.
That's so funny.
Hey, don't laugh.
I know, but one of my kids' friends was over. I think it was on New Year's Eve, and she had some friends over, and they were chilling out before where they had to go, where they were going for the night, and one of the guys asked Alicia, he goes, wow, he's going, they're in the room where all the books are in there. And he was like, your dad likes to collect puzzles? He thought they were
puzzle boxes.
He was starting to come in there with his chest pumped out. I'm ready for it. I was like, yeah, look at all these comic books. It's like, puzzles? I'm like, what the hell, man? Get him out of the house.
Just rearrange that shit.
And she's like, no, they're not puzzles. They're books. What kind of books? She's like, I just wanted to change the subject.
Puzzle books. Look at all these puzzles.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, why are they all sealed?
If I collected puzzles?
Oh, God. It's puzzling why they're all sealed.
That's funny. We had a week with the Johnsons since New Year's. Edgar got an operation. He had a hernia.
Really?
Yeah. So
how long he had that?
I think for like a couple weeks he had it, maybe a month. And they had to
– how do you get it?
I don't know. Just lifting something. Just like going down, like
just lifted it wrong.
Just lifted it wrong. Yeah.
And he knew it.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
he's in pain. Yeah. He should. And actually, yeah, he can't bend over and pick anything up. And during that time, Pam fell at the house, and my sister's there, and Edgar's there, but they can't get her up. They can't lift her up.
Right.
They can't get her up. And it's not like she's like super heavy or anything, but I think they just, you know.
Right. How old's your father?
He's 70. Yeah. 78. And so, but he's always been like, I mean, even up until like not this past summer, but the summer before, he was like going full steam, like when he was helping us with some stuff with the house and shit.
It takes a lot out of him.
Now it's like, I wouldn't even ask him. I wouldn't even ask him to help.
How'd you get off the floor?
They had to call the cops. She was all embarrassed. She's like, no, don't call them. Because, you know, I mean, I don't know how much.
Is she okay? I mean, just.
Yeah, she's okay. Except the day that Edgar has his hernia operation, right, which was this past Monday, which would have been like the 5th or something. They get home and Pam's like, ooh, I'm having chest pains. So they have to go back to the hospital. Turns out Pam had a heart attack. Yep. And she had to stay in the hospital for 2 days. And they had, like, put a stent in and all that stuff.
She had partial blockage?
Yeah, I think so. And now she's on a new diet with just vegetables and fruit and shit.
That's your worst nightmare.
Which would suck, man. Especially, like, at that age where you're like, I just want to enjoy shit. I don't care about, like, getting fat or whatever, you know. I just want to eat. I don't want to have to worry about that crap. But, yeah.
So, what, was she eating a lot of meat before?
I don't think so. No.
Hereditary.
I don't think so.
Hereditary problems.
They're like, no meat.
Yeah, no meat, I guess, because it'll block up her arteries or something. Fat.
So you said they're staying at your house now because they're all
– Oh, No, they're still at their house.
Oh, I thought you said the Johnsons are at my house still.
Oh, no, I said the Johnsons had a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because of Pam and Edgar and
– So who's taking care of them then?
I think my sister's over there because she lives in town, so.
Oof.
Yeah, I know, right?
2025, starting off
with a bang.
For the Johnsons, yeah.
Yeah, Mary Beth was sick this week. Mary Beth was sick this week.
What she days got? In.
I don't know. It sounded like she kind of like was not as bad as you, but something similar. Like she had a scratchy throat, itchy throat, and was feeling nauseous and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't feel nauseous. Thank God. That's the worst part. But just bad congestion.
No throwing up, man.
No way.
No.
Man, no
throwing you taking anything?
I'm having a heart attack.
Mucinex.
Mucinex?
Yeah.
I always wonder how well that shit works. Like when I get sick and I take it. And
it's never worked for me.
It doesn't seem to be that good.
It doesn't work for me.
You know we sent Leisha to get some Mucinex or something over the counter, and she had to come home and get her license.
Oh, yeah. They won't let you buy that shit without a license now.
Is it that bad out there for junkies
that
pseudoephedrine? Yeah,
like people are popping Mucinex and getting high.
No, they're afraid. It's so stupid. They're afraid that like if you get enough of them, you can take out an ingredient and use it for meth. It's used in the
how many people are capable of doing that?
So few. And especially in this state, like meth is not a problem in New Jersey. It's not like we're living out in like in the Midwest or something. But what a pain in the butt.
So
one time I didn't have my license. I had my passport because I lost my license, but I had my passport. They can't scan a passport, so they wouldn't let me buy it. I literally had to – like a teenager looking for alcohol. I had to be like, hey, man, like to a guy I knew, can you buy me this cold medicine? Yeah.
Well, you want some liquor? No, I need Sudafed.
Yeah. It's just a way to keep track. So like say Alicia gets Mucinex there. She doesn't go to 10 other pharmacies and buy one thing of Mucinex there.
You know how much you're buying.
But like, what,
you're buying 15
so let's say you want to get something out of the Mucinex tablet.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got to do? Do you got to boil it and melt it down?
You got to be a chemist. I don't know how people know how to do this.
If you crush it and extract certain chemicals out of it. I don't know. So the Mucinex, can you open it?
It's like a chalky kind of pill.
All right. Yeah, you must have to be able to – and if you can still do it these days, make meth out of it. I guess you would like crush it down
now,
and separate the ingredients.
Is all Mucinex like this? Like is the liquid Mucinex like that? Like the cough syrup? Is that also where you have to be of certain age to buy it?
If it's behind the counter.
Yeah, if it's behind the
if
counter.
If it's behind the counter, they got stuff in it.
Or you have to take up one of those little pieces of paper, a little piece of cardboard with the picture of Mucinex on it, you know, and hand it to the the pharmacist.
I mean, you said buy video games from Toys R Us, had the cards that you had to bring up to buy everything.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Wow.
So they don't get stolen. I was in CVS in over in Middletown the other day by where Boston Market used to be across the street from there. And they've taken to locking stuff up. I don't know if it's a corporate thing or like it's a problem within the area. It just doesn't seem like that kind of area.
I think if you do it everywhere, then you're not accused of doing it only in certain areas.
Right.
You know, if it's nationwide.
Nobody can be like, hey, you're just doing it here. Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
They lock it
well,
up.
Well, let me tell you. Yeah, all locked up.
How'd you fare on Christmas?
Did all right. Did pretty well. Got some headphones. Got this little thing to put in the car so I can like put my phone on it. Got a whole bunch of movies, that kind of stuff.
DVDs? Blu-rays?
Yeah, Blu-rays.
Wow, you're still doing the discs,
still doing the discs.
It's physical, man.
Yeah.
Really? What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
What'd you get? Anything good?
Because half the time I'm like, hey, I want to watch this.
It's not streaming.
It's not streaming, yeah.
What discs are
which ones did I get? I got
that are not Dallas.
I got Chopping Mall, which I think is actually on Shudder. I got Pet Sematary. I got a really nice version of, because that's what, like, I could stream it, but like Texas Chainsaw Massacre
has
too,
all the extras and stuff.
So many extras on it.
There's a lot of it.
You have those Sunday?
I have Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You have Pet Sematary?
I have it.
And Chopping Mall?
Yes.
You could have just borrowed Sundays.
Should have, but just burn them. Yeah.
Right? You could have borrowed Sundays and.
I know.
Yeah. Maybe I don't need to buy. Let me check out those masterworks. Yeah, that one's sealed. You can't. Well, I guess I can only open one volume then, because it's the only one that's open.
Do you have a hard time reading those books? I found that, like, when I have those big omnibuses, like, it's hard to read. Like, you have to sit there with a pillow in your lap.
Yeah, they're somewhat clunky to read. I thought you meant, do I have a hard time reading them because the print's so small?
Oh, no, that I know. Think
that's normal. My eyes are bad.
My ability to read the small print is more of an issue than if I need a pillow on my lap.
Yeah.
I'll take the pillow on my lap any day if I could just fucking see it.
That's nuts. I don't know.
So that was Christmas. Mary Beth got a bunch of shit. Sage got a bunch of shit. We went over to my brother's house, Darren's house, for Christmas night.
He gave us a bunch of shit.
Yeah, we all traded shit. But it was quiet. You know, nothing What'd really happened. Yeah.
Trying got, to get that win.
Got some masterworks, you know. Yeah.
Now, when you get your masterworks, do you pick them out?
Of course.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, my wife would not be able to identify a book I have or don't have.
Letter from Santa. Make sure it's the gold or foil.
Yeah, the letter sent via text. Yeah.
You know what?
They're already in the basket. Yeah. Just check out.
Let me send you the link. He's got a picture. He opens it up. It's like, not here yet. You just open up. It's just a printout of what he sent her. Masterworks.
And we did, for the first time ever, we did a – what's it called? The savage elephant?
White elephant?
The savage white elephant, where you take the gifts from people?
Yeah. We do that every year. That's pretty – it's different.
Well
– what'd you end up with?
I wanted a gift.
I didn't enjoy it as much as I thought. Like, everybody tells me this is awesome.
So you're like the Michael Scott with the iPod. Remember that episode?
I wish I got an iPod.
No, that was that episode in The Office. You don't remember the episode in The Office where
got an iPod?
Everybody was supposed to get the cheap gifts?
Is that the one where Jim wanted to give the teapot to
a little note
Jill? Or not Jill.
And he gets pissed off because, Phyllis makes him that stupid
– Pam.
Phyllis makes him that stupid gift.
Yeah.
Made out of like fucking some crochet. He's like, I wanted the iPod.
So I told Deb, I was like, wrap up some iTunes gift cards. And make sure I know what they look like.
There's more iTunes.
And I'll grab them in the, when it's my turn to go.
Right.
But somebody got the iTunes gift cards first. And then I was given the stink eye when I was like, I'm going in for those iTunes gift cards. I'm going to steal them from my brother-in-law.
Okay.
And I got the wave off. Like, don't do it. Don't steal it.
Really? I thought that's a whole – point of the game.
She did not want me
is
to
this
take
the,
it.
This is, remember the cable box incident?
Yeah. It's a different brother-in-law. It's a different brother-in-law. Well, she knew.
You're down only one anyways.
She said that he could use the iTunes gift cards more than you can. You can get your own iTunes gift cards. Pick something else. Don't take his iTunes gift cards.
Our Sunday Jeff's.
He's too happy with them. So I was like, all right. So I go in and I
– poor browbeating Walt, man.
So I go in and I grab a gift off out of the
– you want that wing, huh?
off the table, and it was some sort of holder for a tablet. And I'm not even sure if my tablet even fits in it. So it's like a completely useless piece of equipment.
Right.
That will never get taken out of the box. That now has just become, should we just throw it out? Is it rude if we throw it out? I was like, who
cares? Can we return it?
Where'd you get it from? I got a guy. I got a guy I know.
It was so like underwhelming and so useless and pointless. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, yeah? You're done with it?
I'm done with it.
All salty and shit because he didn't get his iTunes. It would have been perfect. I got my Masterworks. If only I had my iTunes gift card. Is iTunes still around?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it just Apple Music now?
Well, you know, Apple's, you know.
I guess I'm saying, is there actual iTunes, like,
yeah, I think so. Yeah, you can still do that, huh?
Yeah. Wow.
I think it's broken down. It's iTunes, but then it's broken down into, like, movies, music.
Right, but I'm saying, do they still have that same format? Like, you would download, like, if you had the iPod, you would plug it in, and you'd have that same format to
But now it goes right to my phone when I purchase it, so it's, like, on the cloud or something. Yeah. What'd you get, Sunday? You had 8 days.
No, I don't have 8 days.
No? Well, you're not doing it right then, because I've heard it's 8 days. Yeah, well,
I'm sure you would demand 8 days if you were Jewish. You'd be like, I want a masterwork on all 8 days.
8 iTunes gift cards.
The last day's the big day. I want the omnibus. But, yeah, I got some nice devil stuff this year.
Did you?
Yeah, nice, cool devil. It almost looks like a jersey, but it's a hoodie. Similar to like the one
you
got.
Why don't you wear it? I want to see it.
Because I just got off of work.
You can't wear that to work?
No.
They won't let you?
No, they won't let me.
Okay, what else did you get?
What else did I get? I got a bunch of hoodies this year. A bunch of zip-ups. A lot of clothes.
A lot of clothes, huh?
Yeah, hard shop
for,
I guess.
Do you think that you're easy to shop for?
No. No, not according to the people I know. You know, he says, like, what are you buying? Don't buy anything. It's kind of like you don't know. It's just like if you saw something, like, you know, you buy those books. Yeah. So they're not going to know what book to get you. I mean, absolutely, same thing. Right. They know your likes or whatever. It's like, what do I buy? What movie do I buy for him that he doesn't fucking have like 3 or 4 times already? You know, it's just like it's hard. So, but look, I'm always good. Like, my daughter got me an Amazon gift card. She got me a Barnes & Noble. I'm fine with that. That's fine. It's not like it'll go to waste. I use it.
I would use that Barnes & Noble gift card ASAP.
Oh, you think they're going out?
I think so. I don't think they're long for this world.
They just put a brand new one up in Eatontown.
I know, but they're downsizing at a
– It is a smaller store, but I think they got better stuff there, though. I was in there once.
They downsized over in Homeville, too.
Yes. Yeah. And the next step is
– Yeah.
You know, online kiosk, only. And then boom, done.
I'm sure. Online only, yeah.
Kiosk. I'm sure I'll use it before then. But Amazon, better. I mean, Amazon, look, buy whatever you want on Amazon. I'm fine with it. Bunch of little stuff, though. It's pretty good, though.
Some people would say that, like, gift cards are put as much thought into them. But
I don't care. Me, personally.
Me neither.
It's like, I'm fine with it, bro. I'm fine with it. You know, it's just like, would you rather have something that you know that – I know he's going to get something that he likes, you know, rather than just be like,
here's a tablet cover.
Yeah, here's a tablet cover that doesn't fit my tablet. I'll trade you this for those iTunes. You got a tablet, right? It looks just like it fits perfectly in this.
I got a mini tablet, too. And I don't think that this holder didn't even fit Apple products.
It's like a universal one where you got just like you can stretch it. Fits every tablet.
Dev was like, bring it into the office, have Gatum. He can fix it. Yeah. He'll put it right for you. And I'm like, yeah, he'll do it. He'll do it.
Okay.
They're like, go get your tablet. I'll do it.
I'll bring it to him tomorrow. He can fix it for me.
I wasn't saying to disparage Gatum. I'm just like, I didn't even care enough to go get my tablet and to try to set it up. I'm like, at what point do I need – like, well, how much multitasking am I doing that my hands have to be free to do other things and hold a tablet?
Never.
Right? I'll tell you who made out like a bandit.
My kids.
Well, they always do, but it was Teddy's first Christmas as a Christian.
Look at him. He's all still knocked out.
Yeah, it was because he's
a Christian dog.
His first horse head pig over here.
The first 4 years of his life, he had 8 crazy nights.
And he converted him, huh?
Yeah, he's a Christian.
Oh, well, you know what, Teddy? You get 8 presents. Don't let this fucker fool you.
He's been
you get 8 presents.
He got
plus
more than
Christmas.
He got more than 8 presents. Believe me, he came home with the most presents out of all of the Flanagans.
It's like elevated. It's like levitating over there. He's got so many presents.
Collars, leashes, jackets, bones.
Yep. I hear you. Same thing at the Johnsons. The dog got more presents
than
anybody.
Like owner.
All right. Let me break up this fun. We'll read some stuff and get it out of the way. Look at this. We love how the hosts have fun with the Adam and Eve read so they don't have to read below verbatim. So we're allowed to say whatever we feel like. AdamandEve.com/TESD, and you're going to get 4 sex toys for $20. That's pretty sweet. I get Mary Beth a sex toy every Christmas, and it was not $20.
No.
So 4 sex toys for $20 is a pretty good deal. Start having more and better sex immediately. You've got to take advantage of this brand new deal from Adam and Eve at AdamandEve.com/TESD. Go to AdamandEve.com/TESD and pick any 4 sex toys for just $20. You have anything in mind you'd pick Sunday, Jeff?
Nah.
Nah. You have to comb the site.
Have to check it out.
Yeah, for sure.
Go to AdamandEve. We must have made a joke about this by now, though. But imagine, like, how different would we look at Sunday when we first met him?
Mm-hmm.
If he was into collecting toys, all but freaks. It was only sex toys.
It's like, check out this shit. You thought he had a lot of fucking action figures. Holy Christ.
Can you imagine? Would we have become friends with him if
– I don't think so.
My man's like,
– every time he was coming into the store, he was like, you guys don't have any – no sex toys yet? He wouldn't be sitting here right now. No, definitely
not. You don't think so?
It would have been too weird.
Every time I think of giving him a return, I'd be just like, we do a collector's corner.
I don't think – I think you're right. I don't think we would have probably grown attached to him as much as we did when
Something's wrong with that guy. He's a fucking freak.
We're like, you only collect sex toys? Like what is it about it that, you know, like – that floats your boat that you have to have them all.
All of them, yeah.
I need them in all the different – I need all the variants. White, black, yellow. I need all the variants.
Yeah. Let's see. This is a limited time offer. So to get your 4 sex toys – so get your 4 sex toys while supplies last. There's something for everyone. 4 toys for $20, literally saving up to $175 with this exclusive offer. So take a look at AdamandEve.com/TESD to see what 4 sex toys will be yours.
At the height of your $20. Sorry, Brian. At the height of your mania, at the absolute height, they release limited edition 4 or 5 different lightsabers, but they're dildos.
Not happening.
You're at the height though when you're at your peak.
Well, like the
fiend levels,
like R2-D2 and
they're just replicas of Luke's lightsaber, but they can be used for you know what. You don't think that you'd be like, I mean, these look so cool. Like they already made them. Get them down a picture that already
no
exists.
No way.
You want to get one?
No way.
I know you say that now.
Look at that. I would say that back then too. There's no way. That has no interest.
But I think you forget how hooked you were.
I was, but it wasn't on fucking dildos and stuff like that. It was on toys, and that's not the toy.
If it had that Star Wars logo, I think you'd be like, you know what?
I wasn't buying like old candy bars.
I know this is fucked up, but these are limited pieces.
Yeah. Don't use them.
Then when you're going back through your stuff, when you're getting rid of all your shit, can you imagine stumbling across?
Yeah. It's like got to be 18 to come into my house to start looking at my collection. It's
like, what's going on? They don't even look like sex toys, though.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Oh, they light up like lightsabers, too. That's pretty dope.
I'm going to get you one.
You see that Star Wars logo? I think you forget it. You don't even care.
I do care. You know how I feel about Star Wars now.
So, all you got to do is go to AdamandEve.com/TESD. It's the only way to get this offer.
Now, that has to be – pirated shit. There's no way that Disney is allowing Star Wars to be licensed out to sexual toys.
They got a cut of it.
I saw that Star Wars logo. That looked like
Star Toys.
It looked like a legit logo, though, on it.
Well, the R2-D2, you can kind of get away with like, it doesn't really look like him that much.
Vader does.
Darth Vader, there's no way around it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks just like him.
All right. Sunday talks a game, but I'm telling you, he doesn't remember the fucking – He was a crackhead, but for toys, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he was as worse as any fucking real head crackhead you'd meet in Newark, New Jersey.
You're like, oh, here he comes. Looking jonesing for toys.
And all the times that you and I went on runs.
That white shit all over his lips.
all dry and shit.
What kind of toys
you have? He likes to paint a picture of himself that he wasn't diseased.
I'll paint it. You were with me plenty of times. Never did I say, hey, man, this adult bookstore's got Star Wars fucking dildos. Can you pull in here? Don't. You know, they got yeah, gag bowl. Star Wars gag bowl.
Space Death Station.
Death Star.
Death Star gag bowl.
Death Star gag bowl. Nuts.
That's pretty great. What else do we got here? Let's see. Everyone says their 2025 is going to be different, and for better or for worse, it will be. The world will change whether you want to make a big resolution or not, so maybe just keep it simple and say you'll hit the gym once and take it from there. Or call your mom. And then it says, or someone else, maybe in case, like if your mom's not around. You could plan a big trip or even just go on more walks to clear your head. Wait a second. You could plan a big trip or even just go on more. And then it says, if appropriate to your audience, hot girl in parentheses.
What is this for?
This is for Raycon.
It's on Adam and Eve.
Yeah, this is for Raycon.
You sure?
Yeah. All those things are pretty doable, and they're way easier to do when you bring your Raycon Everyday Earbuds. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds are the perfect gym buddy, coworker, or phone call companion, offering premium audio that goes where you go. Their latest model is better than ever, with 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. These earbuds also come with active noise cancellation, which is often difficult to find at an accessible price point. But not with Raycon, which starts at just half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds are also available in a variety of vibrant colors for styles that complement yours. And then I'm supposed to mention my favorite color if I haven't seen the earbuds in that color before. My favorite color is black. I like the black.
It's the ones I got.
Yeah, that's the ones I like.
Still got them. Working fine.
So I use them. I've made no secret of this. I'm a Raycon acolyte, apostle, whatever it is. I'm not sure what the word is. I wear them all the time.
I like to give you those inserts that fix your ear like perfect. Mm-hmm. That's what I like about them.
Yep.
Sound good too.
And though 2025 isn't guaranteed to be easy, Raycon's return policy is. They offer a 30-day happiness guarantee, no questions asked. Get 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/TESD. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/TESD, buyraycon.com/TESD. All right, I got one more. Should we just go for it and get it out of the way? Yeah. It's a short one. Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? We got no Quinn, though, so that's a problem. Quinn loves Factor. He could be a spokesperson, I bet.
Is this the one with the meals?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right, and feel great no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared at Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat. Q is not here, so we're going to have to just skip over to the personal experience.
Yeah, worksheets them all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I see him eating them all the time.
I've had it before. It's really good.
Well, isn't it like regular food? It's just
regular food, yeah. You just prepared heat it up real fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/TESD50OFF and use code TESD50OFF to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code TESD50OFF at factormeals.com/TESD50OFF to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Okay.
Factor's got to love that. Just one guy at the table just goes, some guy I know at work.
I've never tried them. I've never tried them before. Maybe I should.
What a ringing endorsement.
He likes them. I mean, so obviously, he eats them all the time.
I know, but just the way you just could have said, I love them. I eat them all the time.
Then I'd be like one of your politicians.
Yeah, it's true. You're right. Selling out for the man.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put a link on our X account for this week. It's at Tell 'em Steve Dave if you don't follow us on X, formerly Twitter. There's a an aunt, and she's trying to win a contest. Adam Bagley's Billy the Brave comic, inspired by Billy's incredible courage during his battle with DIPG brain cancer, has been nominated for a Comic Scene Award for Best Charity Comic. But it's up against some big hitters. Have you heard of these? DUI and Shift It? Have you heard of either of those comics?
No, I have not.
I'm a Masterworks. I've been out of it.
Yeah, fuck that. So this nomination is a huge win, but taking home the award would be monumental. Okay, so what we're going to do, it's called Billy the Brave, and I will put up the links to both Facebook and regular website shit. And that's it for Billy the Brave. That sucks. That is terrible. Brain cancer. What else do I got here? Oh, New Year. What'd you do for New Year's, Walt? Anything?
I went to a casino.
Did you?
I think that's maybe where I was not feeling great before I went, and then I felt okay, and then I came back from that because I had some fucking seniors coughing all over me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where'd you go down to AC?
New York.
New York?
Yeah, we met the Franks.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Really?
I tell you, seniors love to gamble.
Yeah, they saved their whole lives. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this money? I might as well fucking feed it.
You're close to being that senior, too.
Yeah.
Feed it into the slot machines.
I lost about $100.
Killed me.
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts to lose.
Losing fucking a blink of an eye at seven. Yeah.
My wife continues though, to be on this streak where she walked away with $500.
It's not fair.
I don't know how she does it. I told her she should write a book. She has a method.
Yeah. Oh, she does have a method?
Yeah. Oh. But I think everybody follows this method though. I can't imagine she's the only one. She plays the slots, but if she wins, she won't play on that machine anymore. And I'm like, that's not a method. I think a lot of people assume that the machine's not going to pay out again.
It's being in the place at the right time. It's not,
yeah.
You know. And that's one of the things you have the least best odds of winning is slot machines.
Yeah, she constantly wins on them, though.
But, I mean, if you play big and you hit a couple of bonus rounds and you walk away, you could do all right. That's the thing. She probably walks away.
I found a fucking, never seen this before, a quarter blackjack machine.
Really?
It's 25 cents a hand.
And you still managed to lose $100?
I'm not kidding around.
I've been playing for 3 days.
That was another machine.
There was a point where I had lost 30 hands in a row and I was like, this is definitely fixed.
Right.
Like I would pull a 20 and the machine would go flip, 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 like seven cards now, you know, to get to 21.
That's why it's only a quarter.
And I was just like, this is definitely, there's something not right here. Because there's no way I should lose like 13 hands in a row, 14 hands in a row, and then and finally win one, and then lose another 13 in a row.
Now, when you win, how much do you win? Do you just quarter. Like double? Oh, you double your quarter because you're playing a quarter at a time. Okay,
I had never seen that before though.
What casino is this?
Frank called it the Indian casino.
Did you go to Connecticut or were you in New York? Did you go to New York? Meet him in New York and went to Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut's far. Why would we go to Connecticut? Well,
that's where the other two casinos are that are owned by Indian reservations.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You got Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun.
Yeah. People dress up, too, for New Year's at the casino.
Oh, yeah? You're wearing gowns and shit?
I saw when I went out to dinner.
Way dressed up.
Yeah, people are just like, you'd think they're going to like, like a ball.
Yeah. Yeah, like sparkly clothes and shit.
Yeah, exactly. It was just like I'm at a
time. I had my sweats on.
You didn't fit in?
Look at that homeless guy. He's playing that quarter slot machine.
But then some fucker just sat down next to me. He was just like.
That's where I got
it. And I'm like, damn. I'm like, this guy better not get me sick.
And then he did.
But I was not feeling great before I even got there, though. So I can't blame that guy.
Sure you can. Why not? What'd you do for New Year's? You went out to dinner, you say?
Yeah, I went out to a nice dinner. Well, yeah, I went out to dinner. It's quiet.
Where at?
It's a nice Italian restaurant.
You don't want to say, huh? That's your place? You don't want anybody to know?
I don't really remember the name of the place.
You know what? I believe it.
Yeah.
I don't really remember the place. I saw some eating food there. I seem to enjoy it.
I've eaten there once. I really don't remember. It was just that they made the reservation.
What town?
This is your president, by the way. I don't know.
I as well put Biden back in office.
Yeah, right?
Manasquan.
Manasquan. Okay. Off 34?
It's on 35.
35. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's good. Their food's always been good.
I'm sure they could have used the little plug, but not, it's not to be.
I think it's Angela's. I'm not sure.
Did 100%. You make it to midnight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And after.
And
rang in the new year.
Doing what?
And I live to say.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
2025. He's not waiting a second.
Oh, get him found it?
That's it.
What's the name of it?
Is it Angela's?
Antonio's.
Antonio's Trattoria.
Antonio's. Food's really good.
What'd you get?
I liked it. I got some chicken parmesan. I got some calamari.
Oh, squid?
Fried calamari, yeah.
That's why you were able to make it after midnight. That's an aphrodisiac, isn't it?
I don't know if this is
an aphrodisiac. Think of oysters, but it's got squid breath. Come here, honey.
I don't think I was – at least nobody was fucking coughing on me.
Squiddly diddly over there.
Play your fucking arcade games and have people coughing on you all night.
You didn't make any resolutions?
Nah.
He gave it some thought.
You know, he did.
Resolution.
You know what? There's not one thing that you'd be like, you know what I'm going to do this year? I'm going to do this. Or I'm not going to do this. Nothing, huh?
No. I'm not going to buy Star Wars dildoys.
Dildoys.
Dildos.
Did you say dildoys? Yeah.
Whatever it is. Did you make it to midnight?
Oh, yeah. Not much longer after midnight, though.
Yeah. Didn't ring in the bell?
No. Still tired.
Oh, so when did you go to the casino? During the day?
I was there at midnight.
No, we went at like 9.
Oh, you stayed there. You didn't come back home.
Came home the next day.
Next day, okay.
January 1st.
All right. Gotcha.
Where'd you eat?
I was trying to figure it out.
Chick-fil-A. Oh,
that's a hard name to forget.
Get him. Can you find that?
Chick-fil-A.
They had some these really nice chicken nuggets that I really enjoyed.
You both had chicken Sunday. Why are you judging them?
Yeah.
you just had a little more sauce on yours.
And then when I had some casino pizza, which did not agree with me later on that night when I woke up coughing some acid
was
reflux.
Was it like real pizza, like New York pizza, or was it Chuck E. Cheese style pizza?
It was Chuck E. Cheese style pizza. Yeah, and the sauce, definitely, I had some acid. I haven't had acid reflux in maybe 2 years. I woke up with acid reflux. It's just the worst.
It's the worst. It is literally the worst. Yeah.
You know what? Domino's does that to me. Domino's destroys like my esophagus. It looked like that guy's fucking house with all the fire around his house.
Yeah.
It just – it doesn't stop.
After a certain hour, right? Oh, you can't – if you eat Domino's.
No matter how much fucking water you drink, no matter – it just doesn't go away.
Yeah, I've heard it's drinking milk and shit. That doesn't work.
It's the worst. Yeah. I don't ever get it.
You just got to sit there and wait.
If I eat that pizza
– at night?
Or anytime. If I eat that pizza anytime.
So you can eat it at noon and then
No. I'm saying if I eat Domino's, period. Like when I used to eat Domino's, it would always, always give me that problem. Nothing else gives me a problem.
Even if you went to bed like 12 hours after eating?
What are you talking about? I just told you, Domino's gives it to me anytime, whether it's in the daytime or nighttime, doesn't matter. Domino's, period.
So you could have it while you're sitting up?
Like right now, if you had Domino's
so
2 hours ago. Like
yeah, you don't have to lie down. Like, it gives me bad heartburn. Yeah, like, it does. It would bother me.
Okay, what I – when I lay down, it's when I'm sleeping and laying down.
Right, but
that the acid reflux
like if
happens.
I actually have that when I'm standing up too. Like, if I'm sitting
I've
up –
I've never had it
it'll bother
standing
me.
Up.
Yeah, their sauce just – it's
yeah,
like –
yeah, their sauce
it's
is
it's like battery acid for me.
Yeah, I agree.
So I've never – last time I probably had it was like probably in the 90s. But I don't get it at all. I mean, that's the only thing that gives me – that's the only thing that bothers
you
me.
You swore it off.
Yeah, well, I won't eat their pizza unless they change the sauce. I'm not taking that chance.
Yeah, I found that like when I was fatter, I would get it a lot more too. Yeah. It would and what would do it to me were like spaghetti sauce, like, you know, tomato sauce and chocolate and soda. Yeah. Like all that shit.
I love the sauce, the dipping sauce for Pizza Hut with the cheese sticks. But I have to be disciplined. I have to eat it before 6 p.m. Eat it after 6 p.m. You're taking a chance with flirting.
Well, you go to bed at 6:30?
No, but even let's say I go to bed at midnight or 1, it still might not be enough.
Time.
I know it still might not be enough time for me to get it past the stage.
No! It's not, I got to stay up for another hour.
Yeah, you like, there's not a chance on the planet I will eat it after 7.
Yeah, I can't. That's too much, man. That's the worst too. It just doesn't go away.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
You're like sleeping in the morning, and then all of a sudden it'd be just like it would come up. It's like literally you can't. It's you can't get rid of it. It's like no matter how much water you drink, it's the nastiest shit, tasting bile or whatever.
Stomach acid.
It's real acid. Yeah,
it's terrible.
Yeah, think about it. It's like it's meant to break down food. So like, why wouldn't it break down your
throat?
Wouldn't it break down your throat?
Any resolutions?
I have none except. I'm going to try to spend my time more wisely, not watching so much TV. Like, I got really into the – hey, don't you laugh at me. Get them.
You got movies.
Yeah. I did get movies for Christmas. But I watched a show, and I got really into the Oregon Trail. Like, you know, the westbound trail that they – in the 1840s, 1850s.
That they used to go across America?
Yeah. And just, like, the Donner Party and all that shit. And I've just been reading a lot on that lately. So I'm educating myself on American history. I don't know what good it'll do me. I'm 57. Who gives a fuck? But
never too late.
What?
I don't know what good it's going to do me knowing about the Oregon Trail, but it's interesting.
What is it? And I mean this in sincerity. What about it interests you, though?
The hardships.
The hardships.
Like how difficult it must have been and the balls these people must have had. Or brainless, some of them.
Now, what were they up against?
Wild animals,
elements,
the elements, dysentery.
What kind
cholera.
Of animals though would be dangerous?
Wolves, bears, and wolves. Yeah, they said they ran into a lot of bears and wolves.
They didn't have guns.
They did, and they could fight. Like shoot, they could ward them off. But I think you know if you're like out going to the bathroom or something, and you get surprised by a wolf or a pack of wolves. Maybe you know
it done.
And this still exists. This trail.
I think you can take it, but it's not like a real trail anymore.
Go through a city.
Yeah. Like I was reading it was like this one guy was like, hey man, I found a shortcut, everybody. So like people listened. It was called Hastings Cutoff. And the guy had not used the trail. So when people got there, they're like, what the fuck? There's trees in the way. There's mountains in the way.
I found a shortcut. It's called a plane.
Yeah.
So the trail exists as it did back in the day?
I think pretty much, yeah. I think that's what your
goal should be.
To walk the trail?
To walk the trail.
Gets eaten by a wolf.
I thought of like Nichelle. I was like, what a reality show that would be if like people tried – like you took what they took with them. You know, the 150 pounds of flour, the fucking 75 pounds of bacon, all that shit, you know. And
bacon?
Then they would take bacon with them because it's cured, yeah. So
really?
Yeah. So they would take
bacon. That's why all the fucking bears are fucking chasing you.
Probably,
all
you're
taking is bacon and fucking.
They're like this. You got wiped all of your hands and shit.
Yeah, but like after I watched Deadwood, I really romanticized the 1800s. I was like, what a great time it would have been to live. And then you go and you read about it. It's like, no, every part of it seemed to suck.
Well, I don't think you could walk it. I didn't realize it stretched through all these states. But you could ride your bike across it.
I mean, everybody left from Missouri, Independence, Missouri.
It's a hell of a trail.
You can't motorcycle across that?
I don't think so, no. You're like going across plains and other people's property at this point. Back then, it was all open. Like,
we're just going through the trail. People walking through.
They haven't preserved it?
Some parts of it they have, like where the Donner Party died, like they preserved that.
But you're telling me that some of the trail then is covered up by asphalt and fucking strip malls?
Probably. I would have to guess so.
Well, then I don't know if that'd make a great reality show then.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you can like go around it, You know, if you can, I mean, I'm not sure. Like, if I'll bet you, like, when you're going through Nebraska and Wyoming,
yeah, I'm sure a lot of that's uncharted.
Still the same, yeah, still the same area. But yeah, when they were going back then, it was like they had to worry about Indians too. Like, a lot, like some Indian tribes are nice, but like a lot of those Indians are kind of assholes.
Not the casino type.
Yeah.
The 7-Eleven type.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's what your goal should be, is to you and Mary Beth get her a bike.
Or she can't ride a bike.
All right, she has to ride in the back of yours. You motorcycle.
She doesn't know how to ride a bike?
No, she's not how to ride a bicycle.
What's it called? The Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail.
You do the Oregon Trail.
I know somebody did do it. I saw a book about it, but I didn't buy it. So I'll look at his book and see how doable
it is. You definitely want to get off at certain points so you can, you know, get a hotel room for the night.
Sure.
But it probably would take only a couple days, right?
Whew. What are you talking about? It's like 2,000 miles.
It's like half the country. That's not that far, right?
Wait a minute, though. We drove from Jersey to California in five.
Yeah, but these guys are going like 12, 15 miles a day.
They're also walking.
You're taking a motorcycle. You're not taking a horse.
He just said he can't go over it. It's all terrain.
Yeah, I think it's – I don't think –
Well, your motorcycle can't get over all terrain?
No, it's not a dirt bike. It's a fucking regular motorcycle.
Yeah, but it's still a motorcycle, though.
Oh, yeah, God. But that doesn't matter. I'll be falling off.
There's 18-wheeler. Can I take an 18-wheeler around a racetrack? It's still got wheels and engine.
Here you go.
I saw Stallone ride a motorcycle as Rambo over in a jungle.
That was a dirt bike.
You're telling me you don't think you can handle your bike on the Oregon Trail?
He assaulted like some 16-year-old kid to take that bike.
Let me ask you, how much of me resembles Rambo in any way, shape, or form?
but you know how to ride the bike, though.
I do know how to ride the bike, but I just feel like if this was the Oregon Trail right here, I can't drive over that grass and stuff.
It's just grass.
I know, but there's rocks and stuff. There's trees in the way. Like
you go around the tree.
He's got no reality.
Yeah, I got to bring stuff with me, though, too.
Like, I got to mush his brain.
You bring some water. You bring some no bacon. You bring some health bars. But every day you get off the trail and find a fucking interstate so you could stay at a fucking comfort inn or something.
If there is an interstate, close to there. Oh, here you go. Ride the modern Oregon Trail. Oregon Trail Rides. That guy's on a motorcycle. You're right.
Yeah. What the hell's wrong with you guys, man? You guys are fucking soft.
But then it's not a trail. It's not a trail.
Do you want
to? Oh, you know what? Let me go Mount Everest. Let me go to Mount Everest. Just helicopter up me up there. That's all. It's the same thing.
Actually, my dream of going to Everest, I've kind of put it on. I don't even dream about it anymore. Did you know there's like almost half of Mount Everest? Like if you were to take off half of it. That the reason it's so high is because it's so much shit piled on top of it, like literal human shit, makes it the highest mountain there is.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not fucking with you.
Really? So it's like how many feet? 20,000 feet. So 10,000 feet is real mountain. The other 10,000 is just shit.
Yes. Right, get him?
Mount Everest climbers will need to bring poo back to base camp. Okay, yeah, you're right. They're shitting all over the mountain.
There's so much human excrement up there that – the mountain is every year it becomes a little bit taller because of all the shit that's on it. The excrement doesn't – because of the – not the humidity but the environment, it doesn't break down. It's too cold up there. So it just lasts forever. And every shit on top of shit on top of shit, eventually it starts to make the mountain grow even taller.
So everybody's shitting in the same place.
Yeah. There's no way places.
So I see a pile of shit and I go try to shit on top of that pile to make the mountain bigger. Then another guy going to go on top of there and get a ladder to make that even higher.
I think there's only so many places you can shit.
There's no bathrooms up there. What do you think they're going to do?
Yeah, I understand. But I think there's a lot of the same routes that go up, like the safe routes up the top of the mountain.
Oh, the rogue routes you're talking about?
So you're going to want to stay and crap off those – off those routes. You're not going to want to take a long, you know, like I need privacy. I'm going to take a half a mile trek down this way because
right.
You got to conserve your energy. You don't have the oxygen. So you shit where mostly you, oh, this person shat there. So I'll shat there.
Yeah, you walk a little bit away from base camp.
Yeah.
Do your business.
3 tons.
3 tons of it? Oh, yeah. Although no official figure exists, the organization estimates that there are around 3 tons of human excrement between
three
camp
tons,
one
bro. You laughed bottom. At me. You laughed at me.
So I don't know if that made the mountain higher.
I don't know if that's making the mountain higher. That it's even higher now. So the guy who originally climbed it,
it looks like
his record can't be broken.
It looks like a chocolate sundae at this point. That's what it looks like. It's like white ice cream, and the top of it is glazed in fucking chocolate syrup because there's so much shit up there. And who the fuck? Who the fuck wants to traipse around in that?
I wouldn't do it anyways.
Right? But I used to romanticize it. Like, I want to do it. I would love to try it. Mm. I wouldn't want to step foot near anywhere near something like that.
How far we got? He looks at, I can still see my car. Is it much farther?
Now, well, there's hardly any ice and snow, so you will see.
I'm sure, there's a lot more dead. There's probably around. Plenty of dead bodies up there too.
Well, yeah, they can't take the shit down.
They can't get, well, 3 tons is a lot. But I was gonna say they can't, yeah, like gather it up and like slide it down the hill or something. Put on a sled.
I don't know why they can't burn it.
Yeah. Shit's a burning.
Right? Why can't they burn it?
Low oxygen.
Oh, really? No fires? There are no campfires?
Low oxygen.
Propane.
Yeah. All right. So I mean, you can't waste the propane by burning shit. Yeah. That's the first thing I would do. And I'd be like, hey, rookie, don't waste your propane trying to burn all this shit.
Here. Burn this.
Yeah, but I would, if you really have this love affair with the Oregon Trail, you should one day drive it. That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I've really only like looked into, I haven't looked into modern day Oregon Trail, so I'm not even sure what it is, like, or where it goes anymore, but I've just been like, you know,
following. And where does it start?
It's Missouri.
That's the point of it, though. You just don't want to ride on a road. I mean, right, it's just like driving across the country on just on a regular road. You want to actually go on the trail.
Oregon National Historic Trail.
Well, to do that, you need to be able to drive over grass, though, and he's very unsure of himself.
No, you would need special. They did it with horses.
Right. So a motorcycle should be able to handle what horse can do.
If I got a dual sport bike, yeah, I could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a dual sport bike?
Like it has like knobby tires, so it grips better. Like my tires they're made for roads. They're not made for trails. But like my brother has a bike like that.
Borrow his.
What's that?
Or ask him to come with you. You might need it. It'd be good to have a second person with
you. Yeah, he knows a lot about mechanics.
And the other thing
too is,
thank you.
How many Exxon stations do you think are on Q's that fucking trail?
I don't mean to disparage Q, but BQ's been in Hollywood way too long. Yeah. He is not capable of traveling the Oregon Trail. He's not.
No five-star hotels on there?
He can't bring his assistant with him, so there's no way he's going.
He can. He can just hover over there with a helicopter.
Yeah, so that's what I've been doing. I did nothing on New Year's. Stayed home. Ordered some dinner.
Didn't even watch the Winter Classic.
I'm glad. Can we end with some sports talk?
Sure. Why not?
The Winter Classic. Did you see the abysmal ratings for the Winter Classic?
No. It's overdone now, but I'm saying I didn't even watch it.
I didn't even know it was on, let alone. But
is this the one that you went to with Getem last year?
It's an outdoor game. It's something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
That was the outdoor series. That was
Stadium Series.
Yeah, Stadium
Series. I don't know why they're – why some – are called outdoor classics and others are called the winter classics.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. It's like, why are they doing like – the object was to have the one game.
The novelty has worn off.
It's the same teams over and over. I mean, wasn't it Chicago, I think, in this one?
Oh, yeah, it was Chicago.
But I'm saying it's always the same team. It's either Philadelphia, Chicago, it's Detroit. It's always the same team. I mean, obviously because you can't really have stuff out in the West, but they did do some games out in the West.
Yeah, if I was the NHL, I'd be like, we got to kill the Winter Classic and bring it back in 10 years, make people want it again. Because right now it's
– what were the ratings? I missed it.
Poof. Getem's probably pulling them up.
Okay.
I mean, you saw the one – the Devils game at MetLife. Definitely not set up for a hockey arena. So it's got – I mean, how far could you really see what was going on?
I could see nothing.
Right. So you have to look at the Jumbotron, right? I mean, it's just,
I saw nothing. I had no idea what was going on.
What happened? Did they score? People are standing up. Who scored? So I don't know how
they saw
doing.
A helicopter flew over us. I could see the fucking – I could see the brand name of the guy's glasses he was wearing who was driving the helicopter. That's how close we were to the fucking helicopter than we were to the stadium.
Get him must have been excited.
This is the closest I'm going to get to Everest. And there's no shit.
I'll get him. Just when I said there's no shit.
Stadium's just a little higher.
Yeah. But, yeah, I would definitely put the kibosh on the NHL.
Well, I'm looking here.
This like, the lowest rating?
From 2020 to now. I mean, from 2020, it's dropped precipitously.
Yeah.
Like
I said, it's been a lot of the same teams. Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Detroit. It's been, always been the same teams.
And I have said this, you go back on Puck Nuts or TSD, I don't know where I said it, but I have been of this mindset from the very beginning. I do not know why this was such a like game changer. Who cares? The only difference between this game and a regular game is that there's no roof overhead. Who the fuck cares? Like, do something.
You were at one of the games.
Right. And it was interesting.
I was cold. I was freezing.
But at the end of the day, they're just outside. That's the only difference. Why is this big deal?
The goalies wearing hats. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool when they did it in Canada the first time. It was just like a novelty game. Like you did it just for that. I don't know if you need to do it every year. I don't think you need to do it.
I'd do a 10-year moratorium. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Pronounced correctly?
Yeah. Good.
On the outdoor games. No more outdoor games. Come up with a new concept, a new twist that'll get to capture people's imaginations. And it may think outside the box. Like maybe – what's a winter animal?
Polar bear?
Too dangerous.
Penguin?
Penguin. At one point during each period, a penguin is released on the ice, and you have to play around it.
That's it with a slap shot.
Got animal activists coming after you and shit. You know, sat there with a stretcher. All the fucking all these emperor $20,000 emperor penguins you're pulling out.
Or you do that
walrus like at the on yes, the commercial. Like
commercial.
The guy's sleeping. It's like no sleepies, Duncan.
You got to do think outside the box at this point to get people.
It's called a circus, though. That's called a circus. That's not fucking a hockey game anymore.
You're like in Russia, didn't think to do that with bears.
Russian bears with the hats and shit riding the unicycles. Yes. Fucking fantasy world. It's out of control, man. I think when he was rearranging those books, I think the fucking bookcase fell out of the wall and fell on his head. Yeah, that's what you need. I'd go see that game, though. I would definitely go see it.
If it was a walrus and goalie?
Yeah.
And another – I want to add another sports talk. Lions, my Detroit Lions, I'm
happy for them.
Yeah, they clinched number one overall in the NFC. Never been done before by that team. So it was very
– Actually in the league,
special.
Right? They had the best record in the league because Kansas City lost. Or was it – they lost
same,
two games.
Same amount,
yeah.
Same amount, but – they had never achieved that before. It was really cool to see. And, oh, fuck. What was I going to say now?
Tell him, Steve. Dave. Yeah.
who you got in the Super Bowl then?
I'm going to say Detroit and Kansas City.
Wow. Oh, I hope so. I can't pick the Lions, though, because that's a jinx, I think, to pick the Lions. But we haven't spoken, though. Your Giants released Daniel Jones.
I knew about that. I don't care about the Giants right now, man. It's hard to watch that team. It's just hard to watch a team. I mean, it's like I know there's bad – now I know what it feels to be a Jet fan all those years. I mean, it's just like even the Jets didn't play that well this year.
No, they
even
were terrible.
Getting that quarterback, it wasn't going to make the difference there. It wasn't going to make a difference. Just not. No. It's hard to watch these games. It's just like that was they only won one home game this year.
Giants?
Yeah.
The last one, right?
It was the last home game, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've been a Lions guy forever. Do you feel pressure now? Like with sure. They're doing so well.
Oh yeah,
you would think there's got to be that time that comes over the hump, like Tampa Bay, you know, won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but there's still so many good teams out there.
There is. I mean, you got the Eagles,
and a lot of listeners assume that I'm some sort of bandwagon.
No, as long as I know, you'll always like Detroit.
I need you to testify for me Sunday.
No, you've always liked Detroit.
Yeah.
Put your hand up.
I mean, it's just
you just swear on a side of Bible.
It's definitely true. He's always liked Detroit.
And the reason they're like, well, I never heard you talk about the Lions. And I'm just like, what was there to talk about?
But I'm saying you weren't, I don't know if you were really ever a Patriots fan. You just were a Brady fan.
Exactly.
You liked the quarterback.
Yeah. When he left,
I used that loosely. I loved the quarterback.
And when he left the Patriots, I followed him to Tampa.
How do you think about the announcing? I think he's doing a really good job. I like him as an announcer.
Brady?
I think he's done
really
well.
I think he's won people over.
Yeah.
You know, it took him
a while.
Not
at first, right? It took a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that was like, what's his name, too? Like, I like Romo also as a
– I like them all. And there's no announcer that I'm like, oh, God, I can't bear to hear them. I like Aikman. I like Romo. I like – who's the other wacko? Collinsworth. I like them all. I don't think any of them do – Al Michaels,
yeah,
Al Michaels and his color guy, they're kind of bland, but I don't hate them though.
Well, he's done a lot. The other guy he's
Streitsburg or something like that.
Yeah. I'm just saying that it's like, I don't know. There's always something with, I just never really liked Al Michaels' voice.
Who's Al Michaels' color guy?
Tallarico or something.
No, Tallarico is the guy on Sunday night. Al Michaels and Kirk something. He always travels with a dog, which has a warm spot for me.
He always brings a dog with him?
Yeah.
That's cool.
He brings his dog everywhere.
He's like me.
I wish I could bring my dog everywhere.
To the casino.
Yeah.
Teddy, hit the button.
Kirk Street?
Kirk Herb Street.
Yeah, it's close.
Kirk Herb Street.
Yeah, these games are on Prime, too. Playing that game again.
I got Prime.
Yeah. It's not everybody has Prime.
Do you have Prime?
I don't have it personally.
Well, are you hinting that you want my password? I'll give it to you someday. Right. You got it. I'll hook you up.
I'd rather have FUBU.
Rather have FUBU? I can't give you the FUBU because my guy will know. Because you have to have a separate account. So, yeah, he'll know immediately.
You can have up to 10 TVs.
I cannot give you the FUBU. We're going to have to talk. You know what? The only way you get the FUBU is if all of a sudden you're ordering Masterworks from the stash. Maybe then we'll talk FUBU.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hey, Jeffrey, you're ordering Masterworks now, Jeffrey?
Yeah,
I don't see that. There's no Jeffrey in my house.
I'm doing your boss's fucking imitation.
That's not a good one. That's not a good one.
Hey, bud, I noticed you've been ordering Masterworks.
A lot of them. Spider-Man? I never got this before. What else is here? X-Men? Silver Surfer?
Would it stand out?
The only one I get
Ghost Rider.
It's the only one I get. Well, yeah. How many are they up to?
There's only one more left for Ghost Rider.
I'm saying have they crossed 400 in Masterworks yet?
No. Getting very close.
Right? 380, 390.
Yeah.
That's nuts. They'll never have them.
That's more. How many volumes there are?
Yeah. Oh, they only put like, I think, nine. Are there
10
nine
issues.
In there?
10 issues in a volume.
How many X-Men issues are there?
I have a cutoff mark.
Oh, you're not going to continue?
No, like certain series, I'm like, once you get into the 90s, it's like it was Drek, so I'm out.
Didn't you get that Dazzler or whatever?
I'm not proud of the entire collection.
It'll continue to go, should I get it? It's just like knowing that Blake, it goes from like 416 to 423. He's not going to be able to sleep.
No.
Beyond acid reflux for him.
Yeah, that is a disease that you know well. If you see 416 and it jumps all the way to 420, yeah, you can't abide by that.
Oh,
yeah,
I know that.
That's like having a limb missing.
That's right.
There's something incomplete. And it will eat at you.
Yes.
And gnaw at you. Until you go online and buy it.
Buy the 90s, and now I got to spend even more money for it because I didn't pick it up when it came out.
Exactly.
Oh, now, do you have all the early ones too?
All of them.
All of them, huh?
Yeah. The only ones I don't have are the – I don't know if you even know what this is – the Atlas versions. Before Marvel became Marvel, they were Atlas Timely.
Hmm.
Like this is – we're talking the Golden Age.
Oh, you don't and have those put, volumes? Like I don't Golden have those Age volumes. Volume? It's like Golden Age Marvel or something, right?
Yeah, I don't have that because isn't that I wasn't around for that. It is, but I don't – for me personally, I have no connection to it. I have no exposure to it.
So you've never read them at all?
Never read – maybe in reprints in the back of some 70s issues, but I have no desire to have those issues. And – you know, maybe if I get that wing that I've been trying to work on, maybe then I'll expand and get the golden. But for now,
the fucking Library of Congress.
I got to play it close to the vest. I can't have everything.
You want the masterworks? You have to go take this ticket, validate your parking. It's down the call.
Do you think there's any possibility that the ants could pay to come and I give them a tour of my library?
Could be. I'm sure.
You weren't even allowed to take gift cards away from your brother-in-law. I think your wife's going to let all these random people in the house.
Yeah, a dollar per tour.
If you throw the back, if you throw the backyard in there, you might. The compliments on the backyard, you might.
Well, all right, maybe was it maybe $10.
$10 seems fair.
Okay, $10, and
take a tour.
I could tell you my first personal favorite volumes.
You know, you like fucking Forrest Ackerman now.
People just coming in his house.
Fucking yeah. Flanagan Mansion.
How many tours a day do you think I could book?
I'll bet you more than you think.
People come in here. You're not too far from here, so.
Yeah, got to talk to her about that.
Yeah.
What do you think? Get a picture with Teddy. Extra $20.
Bump it up. Yeah, bump it up.
It's true.
Tell him, Steve Dave.